safe. She didn't see you. Left me the books.
She was taken.
That's a suit.
What?
JBL on the wall.
Check that thing. No. Turn down.
Move to a meeting room and bring it up. Laptop in. Something in red dry.
Something more sticky. Let me not smell.
Metal.
It may call it colors.
Not very.
But we have to hope it's not really insightful. We have more tea now.
Yeah. Should speak.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. He's inviting leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentations once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just in the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 4 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay.
The problem is that, first of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls? Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote control is formed. First of all, the case is surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about drone gun. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. It's one of the because when you use a remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our for a remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make a case is the same color, so if you scratch it, it's still the same color, perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea, it's single covered, curved, so it's two-dimensional. I think it's best to draw green.
That's a color.
New
forward.
Blank. Okay. Let's make it a black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. blank. Okay. So it also looks nice and it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
It's a side view.
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is. It's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens is just use some Plus-X or another cleaning from some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material. And I think we almost concluded about that this should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in the mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No.
And they should be long-lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it? Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, this is colors, the slogan and the color image. So yeah,
okay,
color
they should be in mind.
But
it?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing.
Okay, so it doesn't says to have the slogan.
Be recognizable.
Okay. Well, it's possible, of course. Could make a little
R&R
on the top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because gives the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also a lot of possible colors. So it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people in which people will find their interesting and will buy faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it, it's for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic, or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it, yeah, makes it fast. Okay. Well, that's all about my findings.
I saw a little bit about the interface, how it should look. And we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so we'll have to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And this is that you ask, give a question through the device and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker. And so that you say, good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. It's an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful for because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And nothing like that calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can draw, so don't make too much of it. The LCD screen, I tried to draw some. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but
want to speak?
yeah. So and then the buttons above and below. The mute button, also recommendable as an icon.
What's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something, but the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think it's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button for TV text apart because it's not really options, I think. Options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I found it. And the LCD somewhere in the remote that you could be more curvy in the remote especially. So that it's better in your hand or something. Microphone for the speech machine if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, and we have an example of. And then you should get the other options with what you could do. And that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings. And older people also don't really want to use this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. That was my only thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Something about French machine.
the trends from the past years, what people like, what the other social academic people liked about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I used was, like I thought, I watched the trends from past years about color, shapes, material, they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for signing the files itself. Files I made. The most important thing people liked in past year was that the remote control should be look fancy. The second important thing, and we should be innovative, again, like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be great medium for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button general volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft. It should feeling spongy or SpongeBob-like appearance.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people like autumn colors, which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, a red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium. Those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought a front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague you said, is that better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares. Simple but easy to use. So that's it. That
The older people are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors, but that's also the level. Don't know which shape you should take.
Colors. Yeah, I guess changing colors would be easier than
changing the shape of the
shape.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah,
Round but square.
Round corners but square in it.
Maybe then both people should apply.
If you do it a square with round corners, but a little in the middle, a bit
Yeah, what do you mean? Kinda
Yeah, I was thinking
like
I like this a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
I like bigger.
So, but then
I know what you mean.
same size.
It's also easy
But
to have it to put in your hand.
yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's
Yeah.
but that's good then, so that's easy to choose. People know
You recognize that's a remote
Yeah.
control.
Mm.
What I saw in your
Look, something like that. All the colors like red, brown, they like wood a lot, so maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Kind of colors.
A bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval kind of
Sure.
Those kind of things. So you see the big difference between young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy to
Old
do
and
with the
boring.
color, I think.
So, search?
It's easy to do with the color,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's easier to do the color than the shape.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, yeah, rubber. Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials, like spongy ones, and the old people like clear wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah.
Something would be
Okay.
a
software.
Also in between.
Yeah,
Yeah.
software because you can feel it.
I know what you
I think you should make
Or
it more than
no,
It
or
shouldn't
washing
be
machine.
that
No, but you have to do like a eraser or something. That's a bit, you can
Yeah.
press it in or something harder.
But like this kind of roller. This
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
This it's quite hard, this.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
Don't think it's wrong.
Feeling the spongy feeling.
Do you have something in mind?
I got it. Not SpongeBob.
So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I
Which
think that I think it would
then you can fit the LCD screen in it. And you can decide
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah, this is
Um,
I think
the LCD screen should be
This was your size,
Yeah.
but I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of
Yeah, three
of
quarters.
the
So you don't have to put your
Yeah, but it won't get that small.
New
The LCD is
blank.
huge.
So when you get this kinda like this? Or should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger? Because you want to put your hand
But
Yeah,
if
because
now
you
you
can put your hand there and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
So
okay,
it's
true.
good.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's an idea. Looks a bit
Because
like
when
a
you
game
put your
boy now.
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Going to be very greasy and stuff.
But it won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen. Want to zero
You don't want it
to
too
video.
small. How
You
large
have to because some fat people with thick fingers don't
Fingers.
press three buttons at the same
Well,
time.
if you want to make it international, Japanese people that have rather small hands
Yeah, true, but
will
yeah,
have
we have
lower
the zoom option, right?
The zoom option, yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger with
Yeah.
accompanying a greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point at it. We want to do it with our fingers,
Yeah.
right?
Your fingers, yeah. You want
Because
to, because
you could
if you lose a
include
pen,
Yeah, you can lose a pen.
Yeah, but
if you lose a
you
pen,
want to
you
use the
can't
remote
use
with your finger because you
Yeah,
can't really use
yeah.
the pen.
But
Yeah.
they think it's handy to use them. Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all
Yeah,
the
but
that
you
could
can use
be a bit
whatever,
cooling.
any
Soft tissue.
glove.
Yeah. You can
Okay,
bind
well
this
maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision. So we can discuss these points. Now those points, energy question mark, how should we supply thing with energy and how are we going to do the separate docking station and put accuracy in it. Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think engine or batteries and
Docking station.
Yeah, that's
Maybe
the first
battery
point. We have to decide that on the
rechargeable batteries,
Yeah.
which you can recharge through the docking station.
Yeah.
Not
Yeah.
fifty
Supply
thousand batteries
points
like
and
that.
telephone.
But
Yeah,
kinda like
you
your
can
change it.
Yeah, you get some of those wireless mice.
Yeah, yeah.
Good of mice.
I guess.
Kinda like those kind of batteries.
But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
Yeah,
not like
normal
two
plain No, normal plain batteries you can
Yeah.
buy at the supermarket or
Should be
resource shop.
rechargeable
Yeah.
batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print, you get yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a simple a simple Residence card.
Yeah, how does it work with the LCD screen? Does it have a
You open it up here for it. Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
I don't know what you have to be sad about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question.
Of course. Well, chip on print, I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button. But when you got an LCD screen, the buttons are not always in the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on the screen, coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always in the same
Yeah,
place,
of
and you get on
course. Typically, the LCD screen is more advanced than the remote
Yeah.
control, so that's not any discussion, I think.
Now, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
I don't think
It is a simple CPU, but it is.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know if it's
Yeah,
quite
because it
simple.
has to.
Yeah, it's quite simple as the screen. I think you don't need that
But
fixed.
the remote control has to know whether you're in a settings menu or you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU. Know in which state you are and which button you are pressing and what button you
Because we're projecting a button on the LCD
Yes.
screen.
And a touch screen makes it possible to get coordination on your finger on the screen. In case, yeah, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from lower and
At the hardware level, I guess, or software level,
the hardware thing,
and
it's easy to have
bounces back from the floor
Yeah,
Yeah, just
Sphere shapes is something between square shapes and round, but of course in the round shape. No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I
So
think
it
it should
meets,
be a bit longer.
I think it meets more the young people than the older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, that's our target.
Our main target.
Yeah. Lower than 40 years, I think.
And how about my idea of making it in one single curve?
Oh yeah, that's
So
what I think. I thought that was quite
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, but fancy design that right now.
If you put
To
it
the
on your table, where else you screen, you don't have to put it in, take it in your hand, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's
It's possible.
It's not easy. So you got a plan? You got a single curved rubber, fancy color,
You can't
remote control.
you can't Oh, you can draw it on paper and then glue it on
Yeah,
the
you can.
Yeah.
But
Pretty easy.
And glue it on the usual moving surface.
What about the user interface? There are also some questions and concepts, I think. Do you have some ideas?
Yeah,
You
I will
showed your
just
drawing.
again. I miss a few buttons, but at least you should also have I just remembered a menu to go back to the first but if you touch options, you
Yeah,
can go back to this right away now. This
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
In the minus and the
I
plus.
think
I think
it's
it's
I
easier
don't
that
know. I thought it was easier to remember this way, but I don't know lately.
Sorry.
Did you like the buttons? Horizontal or vertical?
For sound and
Depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Well, if we make it like this,
Yeah, so
I think if you
it's
put it like
square.
this.
That's true.
I think it's easier to have it
something like button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here,
I thought
and on here,
Yeah.
other buttons, and on here, the top, the
Yeah.
options.
But I think
And then you
I'm
have something like the P over here, and the sound.
I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here, and then the P in the middle and the sound in the middle.
Something like.
Your turn.
Okay.
Plus, minus, plus, oh.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, but I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, the minus and the plus.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some
We'll
examples,
leave
I don't
that to
know.
the usability engineer in there.
Who's the usability engineer?
That's me. I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used. The
yeah.
You can use that
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, but I have that those simple
Here's our I don't really know.
General selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah, but I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal remote.
How often is it used, but
what you
the
do
person on the
remote. I mean, since it's below here also, and here's next to each other. I think it's
because I have two televisions now, one is horizontal, one is vertical.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Sure.
That's how it is usually when I look here.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we don't have to decide about that now, how well we will put the button.
It is user interface.
Yeah. It's important because in the actual design, you should know where you place it.
Okay, well. Yeah.
And speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new.
Yeah, it's easy for the priority because it's
right
here.
Yeah.
Best
but then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Yeah.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone. Yeah.
Well, that's not even necessary because you can make a very sensitive microphone. So it makes it possible to just put it around underneath here or on the bottom of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe at the bottom where you can help hold it.
Yeah,
and there's also a microphone.
So in the middle of
I think that's not very important. Yeah. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay.
One thing where it isn't seen. No.
Indeed. It shouldn't be
inside.
So you could put it in a logo of the
company.
In
between
the
roundest R.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
So maybe
it doesn't make it any more fancy because you get to see.
Actually, it does because you can find it that if you.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to. But it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have one.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone. There is no button.
Like for a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's big. So it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the plus. Where it isn't mostly cycled.
Okay.
I think.
Well, put it there. In a way. That doesn't really matter.
No. Actually, it doesn't.
Okay. So?
Any more?
So, well, type, something else.
Interface type?
Yeah, well, we'll discuss
we also
this.
Do
we
also
need
subject. attachment
some
on
I
somewhere
think I
in
thought
here.
the like you said, like scroll up next to the remote isn't that handy. I think it's better to just type that what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, if you back, but you go back. If you want to use other settings, you press other settings and goes to that submenu.
And the young people do like
to
scroll.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if you can scroll. But the menu orientated they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great with a scroll.
Yeah,
so you get a second
faster. I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot
but
of options,
you have a lot of options.
Like
because when you use, when you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television, you should scroll down on a menu, which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah,
so then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber and just like on your mouse, or just put it on the side and it's so easy to use.
I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side.
It's also different.
But then with a yellow
color, something like this color or something.
Just a regular
light.
And then
or
have different covers to
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think you see more
silver. See a lot of
silver and black.
Silver
is new,
it's
also traditional.
I think you have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them. So
yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean,
But if you use silver, silver rubber isn't fancy. When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine. Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this. You understand?
Yeah, I was thinking about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
blue.
Of course, fruity colors.
Yeah.
And the autumn colors, like red and brown. Now you have dark red and brown.
Maroon.
Okay.
Okay.
And you like to have normal black one or it's
pink.
Okay.
Okay. So that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well.
I wrote it down here what to do.
The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on a prototype drawing on a smart board, and of course, to all four of us, specific instructions will be emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together, do we have to stay here or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait for email and find out. I don't know. Okay, well, that was what I had to say. Final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'll make a new one for you. Okay, well, I'll try to push the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Hopefully, it'll be faster. Okay, good luck.
Is that a year?
Yeah.
This is smart.